Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Who do we follow here, listeners? We follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on and on and on. Folks, you want resolve, right? I know you do. That's why you listen to the show. You want resolve. You're tired of the rhetorical talk. You're tired of the dog chasing its tail. It never gets a hold of it. In other words, there's never resolve. Who is the resolve? Well, remember Thomas Edison said that the strength of the Constitution is the American people. If the American people want to stand up and be the government that, well, if you take the time to read the preamble of the United States of America, it starts out with, we the people are the government. And again, going over to the U.S. Declaration of Independence, it says that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's us. We're the government. If you remember right, James Garfield said that now more than ever, this is back in the 1800s, okay? Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Who is Congress? The representatives of who? We the people. They derive their just powers from we the people, right? Delegated authority from we the people. We derive our rights given unto us by our God. We entrust and delegate authority to those that represent we the people. We do not have leaders in this country. We have no king but King Jesus. We emulate the Christ, 1 John 2:6, and we follow the Christ. He is the leader. We are, well, not the masters, friends, but we are the servants, the sons and the daughters, the kings, the priests, the peculiar people, as Scripture tells us. But Garfield, going back to what he said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Okay? If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, friends, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Let me say it again. It's that important. James Garfield, President James Garfield said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. They are only doing what you're allowing them to do, friends. Okay? If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Again, out of the mouth of the President of the United States of America. Is it true? Absolutely. Have you ever heard the story? It's not a story, I'm sorry. The last column written by, here, just hang on a second, we're doing live radio. Just had it right in front of my face. Just want to make sure I have his name right. Charlie Reese. His final column. He had wrote concerning his final column back in 1984, February 3rd. He said, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. I'm just going to expound as he goes along here. Okay, politicians, the word is a slang word. Okay, people that serve we the people in any capacity in government are called to be statespersons, friends. Okay, they are not to be called politicians. And so when we hear the word politicians, again, it's just kind of like a slang word, a disrespectful way of saying you're not doing your job to those that represent you. But he wrote, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. That is exactly right. How many times I've shared with you concerning that, friends. Like, for example, Mitch McConnell, he's Mr. Anti-Drug. Mitch McConnell, representative, friends, out of Kentucky. You know, he's put up as the good guy by the CIA-controlled lying media. He's Mr. Anti-Drug. But his Ping Mei, his wife's parents own a shipping company called the Ping Mei. Did you know they found 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship? Friends, how many anti-gunner representatives in the United States of America that were busted for gun running or gun crimes? I mean, you get the point. The list goes on and on and on. They say one thing and they do the opposite. Again, Charlie said, politicians are the only people who create problems and then campaign against them. That's exactly right. They're hypocrites, man. Have you ever wondered why, if both unconstitutional, remember, if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and higher taxes? And I'm going to get to that in a moment. I mean, after all, you and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does that. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations. Okay? But he still has to stay within his scope of authority. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code, which there's no meaning to that. We'll get to that in a moment. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. We're going to get to that in a moment. You have 100 senators, 435 congressmen and women, one president, 9 supreme unelected, 9 Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of 325.7 million people are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. Do I need to say that again? The Bible tells us a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We're supposed to get rid of the leaven and make the whole lump holy, Scripture tells us. 100 senators, 435 congressmen and women, one president, 9 unelected Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of 325.7 million people are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. I'm not going to go down that road today, but I could right now, concerning what they're responsible for creating. Now, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because the problem was created by Congress. Think about that. You, friends, allowed Congress to create the Federal Reserve Bank. We're going to come right back to this. We're talking about Charles Reese's final column after 40 years of being a reporter. Charlie Reese, written in 1984, February 3rd. We're going to come right back to that. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Fran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Pass the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you'd like to watch us live, you can do that. It is slowly growing. We're just kind of messing with it on YouTube just because we're gone. We're abroad in the United States so often. But we're staying consistent with it. If you'd like to check us out online and watch us live, you can do that as well. If that's available to you, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Media, go to the right side, and you'll see me right there live broadcasting. Love our top chat friends very much. We appreciate your comments as always. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump over to our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And yes, by the way, I have not just talked about this for a long time, friends. We've had it here. We have now retained an attorney to deal with big tech companies, as well as Facebook, Google, and YouTube for suppressing our flow and our information, which they are doing even as we're speaking now. Twitter, BradleyDean1. Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. We have about 760,000 followers. 727,000 of them are active followers. We appreciate your trust. Why are they following? Because they know that the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. They're tired, friends, of the conservatives of the day. Speaking of which, I just did a brand new video. Today's conservatives are not a threat to the establishment. They are controlled opposition, period. Again, today's conservatives are not a threat to the establishment. Yesterday's liberals, they are. They are controlled opposition. They stay within their talking points to appease their golden calf friends, those sponsors that are giving them millions to stay on the radio. With that said, folks, we're getting some responses right now. So true, my friend. Lord, forgive us after watching the video. Raging Matrix said right on. Michael Taruki, hallelujah. And then we got some other comments on there as well. But friends, do remember Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean Double E, YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Check out the videos. We have several hundred up giving you answers to America's dilemmas, biblically and constitutionally. If you're truly looking for the resolve, I have them for you, friends. The Word of God is there. He is not moved. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's shouting from the rooftops through his watchman, telling you where the answers are. And it's found within who? Guess what, friends? You. We're going to get back to that in just a moment concerning the 545 people, friends, responsible for the mess that we're in today. Also, check us out on, well, if you'd like to jump online, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this, friends, because I could spend all day just giving you intros concerning what's going on here and what we're doing, being a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem here. But I want to get back to this letter by Charlie Reese, who said 545 people are responsible for the mess. Well, if you really look at it through the eyes of God, and if we look in the mirror, because we are the government, it's not really their fault for what your Americans, you Americans, are allowing them to do. When I say that they're only doing whatever you allow them to get away with, it's exactly what they're doing. They're doing what you're letting them get away with, period. Nothing more, nothing less. Remember what James Garfield said, the president, back in the 1800s. He said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body, Congress, be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption, friends, period. I just got done asking you the question. Have you ever wondered why both the unconstitutional Democrats and Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? Okay? The deficit, friends, in this country is getting worse, not better. Per administration, because the agenda is going forward. You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does that. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations. The House of Representatives does. Representatives of who? We the people. You and I don't write the tax code, if there is one. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does, said Charlie Reese. 100 senators, 435 congressmen and women, one president, 9 Supreme Court justices, and 545 human beings out of 238 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. Why? Because 325.7 million people tolerate the crimes of that reckless, friends, Congress. That's why. Now, Charlie said, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because that problem, listen carefully, was created by the Congress in 1913. Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. You're really, friends, unconstitutionally. Okay. I exclude all of the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason, many of them illegal. They have no legal authority whatsoever. Exactly right. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing, said Charlie Reese. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject. Folks, we have a bunch of Judases. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. The Bible says a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. How do politicians speak to the people? They flatter, okay? Spoiling the soul of our nation. Charlie goes on, no matter what the lobbyist promises, it's the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Okay, he goes on. Don't you see now the con game that is played on the people by the politicians? Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. You're right. Okay? Keep in mind, they are not above the law. They are to uphold the law. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of Tip O'Neill, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits. Remember, this was written back in February of 1984. He goes on. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. O'Neill is Speaker of the House back in 84. He is the leader of the majority party back in 84. He and his fellow Democrats, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto. Just 545 Americans have fouled up this great nation. No, friends. No, friends. They are the actors acting on the behalf of a tolerant, of a ignorant and reckless and corrupt people. Just keep that in mind. Come on, we got to take responsibility if we want to right the wrongs. It starts with us first, okay? And don't tell me it's not love to point my finger at you and say we have to take responsibility. That is love, okay? It seems inconceivable to me, said Charlie Reese, that a nation of 325.7 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. Folks, really, I've shared with you in the past, friends, outside of what Charlie Reese is saying here. How corrupt is America? During the reign of crime under Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years, he violated, he transgressed, he gave the American people the finger over 1,160 times, and the American people let him do it. How corrupt is America? Don't blame them for what your responsibility, for what you're responsible for leaving off when it comes to justice, which guards our liberties. Okay? Period. Don't sit there and blame them when you have the mote in your eye. Take the mote out of your own eye before you can take it out of your brothers or your sisters. You know what we're dealing with, friends. But again, it starts with us. Charlie goes on, I can't think of a single domestic problem from an unfair tax code to defense overruns that is not traceable directly to those people. Of course. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise complete power over the federal government, keep in mind, federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of the federal government. It's important that you understand that. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. He goes on, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. That's right. And what the American people tolerate when it comes to what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it is because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Marines are in Lebanon, written in 1984, remember, it's because they want them in Lebanon. We're going to come back, friends, and I'm going to get over to the what kind of taxes are being laid on the American people when I'm done reading Charles Reese's last letter. 545 people are responsible for the mess, America. We can clean it up, but only when we take responsibility before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. The bill passed by the Senate at an 82-15 vote. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interest are being threatened by climate activism. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in. The people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Is it true? Absolutely it's true. We're actually highlighting a letter written by a journalist after 45 years. He wrote his last column in February of 1984. His name is Charlie Reese. And I'm just kind of going over it and then highlighting at will concerning what the law states, or if it contradicts, or if it's in flow, and we just want to kind of give a little bit more on his exposition here concerning this column. Line upon line, precept upon precept. He goes on, if the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. And the American people tolerate it to be in the red. If the Marines are in Lebanon, this is written in 1984, it's because they want them in Lebanon. He goes on, there are no insoluble government problems. They can all be solved. Do not let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats, which they've created, whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish at will, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take it away. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. That's so well said. Those 545 people, and they alone are responsible, and they alone have the power. They alone should be held accountable by the employee, by the people who are their bosses, provided they have the gumption to manage their own employees. Do you have the gumption, friends, to manage your own employees? I hope so. Do you have the gumption? Charlie Reese wants to know. And it's not an issue of just voting them out, friends, because once they commit the first crime, Article 2, Section 4 tells us right then and there, if they lie to the smallest of misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4, if they lie, if they steal, if they're caught, whatever the case might be, again, concerning the smallest jot or tittle of transgressing any law that they swore to uphold, they are to be removed right then and there. And if you allow them to go ahead and do it once and say that you're going to be merciful about it, just rest assured, you're adding strength to tyranny because they will do it again and again and again and again and again. And that's what explains the tolerance of the American people for the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, for the tolerance of the Clintons, for the tolerance of what we're seeing with this current administration. The list goes on with the Bushes, folks, all the way back. Okay? We're in the position today where we're at because we have wickedly departed from our God in keeping His commandments, His statutes, His ordinances. That's the bottom line, and that is the truth of the matter. If they commit a misdemeanor, you are to lawfully remove them right then and there. You don't wait for them to commit more crimes throughout the duration in keeping office. We'll get him on voting day. You know, the person like Barack Hussein Obama, the first day he was in office, we already knew what he said he was going to do. He was going to transform America. He said that out of his own mouth 5 minutes before his inauguration. Fundamentally transform America. And Americans knew it, and they let him do it for 8 years. Don't blame him for what you're letting him do. He should be in prison at least today, friends, but he's not. And now you're letting the current administration promise that he's going to drain the swamp. Now we see that they're getting a how many million dollar mansion, folks? You really can't make this up. Now they're getting millions of dollars. They're paying for a mansion in Cape Cod. Is that crazy? I've shared with you, I've written articles, friends, those that are basically attacking Donald Trump, they're not being prosecuted. The swamp's not being drained. They're being rewarded, friends. Didn't you just see over the weekend here? Disgraced CNN hires disgraced former FBI head Andrew McCabe. See, they're not being demoted. They're not being prosecuted, friends. Comey, he's on a book tour. Clinton, she's on a book tour. I mean, it's almost like, well, hey, can I have a shot at attacking Donald Trump? And if I do, man, I'll tell you what, I'll probably get on the bestseller list in New York. I mean, it's ridiculous. These people that are going after Donald Trump are not being prosecuted the way that this administration promised that he would do so. And when you leave off justice, friends, you destroy your country. Just so you know how it works. Okay? It's a fact. What creates war? The lack of the enforcement of law. Cicero said, during war, the laws are silent. Who's creating the war? Well, I can tell you who's creating the war. The ones that are not enforcing the law. What's the purpose of government? To restrain men from sin. What are they doing? They're advocating it. They're creating it. They're fueling it at every given turn. Why? To create domestic insurrection. Who does that? Communists. But again, if you look at it through your spiritual eyes, the Lord said, if you leave me off, I'll turn that nation into hell. Psalm 9:17, read it. God's behind the helm, friends. The bad guys are not. Just for the record. Just for the record. Okay? Now, I want to get over to something else here. Oh, by the way, we know that the first casualty in every war is always what, friends? The truth. And what is it that makes men free to do the right thing? The truth. Okay, what's being left off? The truth. Okay, we see it all day long through the circus of politics on display, being played out in real time. And I'm sick of it, and I'm sure you are as well. I want to highlight something that Charlie Reese said during his last column. back in 1984. Harry Brown said that the income tax destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck the lives and property of their constituents. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner families. So long as the government has the power to take away our income, we will only we will have only so much freedom and take-home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. Oh, my goodness, friends. What defines tyranny? I just said what Harry Brown said. And by the way, I'm not a tax protester. I pay all my required taxes. Some are lawful, friends. You know, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and it's so out of control today. It really is. It's absolutely out of control. How out of control are things today? Well, let's get to it. Taxes land. Taxes bed. Tax the table at which he's fed. Taxes tractor. Taxes mule. Teaching taxes are the rule. Taxes work. Taxes pay. He works for peanuts anyway. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat. Tax his ties, tax his shirt, tax his work, tax his dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his cigars, tax his beers. If you drink, I do not drink. 1 Corinthians 6:9, I am just reading this off, highlighting and adjoining it to what Charlie Reese was talking about for the record. Tax his cigars, I don't smoke. Tax everything he's got. If he cries, tax his tears. Tax his car. Tax his gas. Find other ways to tax his donkey. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin. Then tax his grave. Tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb. Taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, do not relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax. Folks, it is so far out there. You know, by the way, inserting this into our conversation here, as I'm reading this off, as I joined this to Charlie Reese's letter to the 545 people that have made the mess in which we're in today, and I'm pointing the finger back at the American people for tolerating it, is it not interesting? Now they're trying to create another tax through global warming, which is a total scam. And another thing, people need to understand that you are being taxed. And when you're being taxed, those taxes are being reallocated in an unconstitutional manner, working against the very people that are paying for their own demise. In other words, you're paying for your own demise, America. Hey, folks, when we cross the country, we drive. There's tolls everywhere. I want you to think about tolls. Did the politicians... did they pay for those roads, or did the American people pay for those roads? Well, then if we paid for those roads, then why are they double dipping and then requiring us, as they say, which is not law, right? That's supposed to be some sort of voluntary obedience in the sight of the government. But if you dare violate that which is some voluntary, that's exactly right. If you go ahead and just step over the top of that which is required, friends, you're going to see what they really mean real quick. And if you want to get the response of the government, say something about paying taxes. Why? Because that's what will hit them the most. All right? I'm going to come back to this, and I was just highlighting the fact that the global scheme, they're trying to create another tax, and then when you go to the tolls on the road, they're double dipping and making you pay for those roads that you already paid for through your tax dollars. They're trying to get you to pay for them again. Try going through Chicago one time, friends. It's ridiculous. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I was just talking about taxes, and I'm going to get to more. I hope you're sitting down for the rest of this because this gets crazy. When you go to the IRS publication 557, do you know that it says that the tax system is voluntary? Did you hear what I said? But according to IRS Gov, the word voluntary, as used in Florida and in the IRS publication, refers to our system of allowing taxpayers to determine the correct amount of tax and complete the appropriate returns rather than have government determine tax for them. Now, I'm not making it up. I'm reading it right here. And again, I want to make clear, I'm not a tax protester. By the way, I'm a preacher. I've been in ministry for 20 years. According to IRS publication 557, taxes don't apply to the church. Now, I understand why people are mad about that, especially with a bunch of hypocrites, hirelings, and whores in the pulpits and in the pews today in America. I totally understand why people are angry as to why a lot of these people don't pay taxes. That's their business, okay, not mine. But according to IRS publication 557, those that are actually doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, and living out their Christianity, it doesn't apply to them. And I also want to make clear, too, I remember when the Pharisees were trying to catch Jesus by craft, and they went up to Peter and said, "Hey, Peter, does you and the disciples and your Lord, do you pay taxes?" Do you remember this? And then the Lord said back to him, you know, in the King James Version, it says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. And Jesus told Peter to go down to the ocean, the seaside, and grab the pence out of the fish, out of the mouth of the fish, and pay, because he said that they did." Okay? And then Jesus gave another parable, but I'm just trying to make the point, friends, that as Jesus rightly said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Okay? I'm the Lord's business. Okay? But we're set up in such a fashion, friends, where we, you know, we pay all of our required taxes. I'll do tell you, one of the things that really gets my hide is when you pay off your property, you're still renting it from the government. That bothers me. That one really bothers me. And it bothers me that when we go out of the state, you have to pay tolls for the roads that the taxpayers already paid for. That one chaps my hide in a big way. And it really gets tiring that everything you do, there's another tax on it. Okay? But what do we hear from the politicians? "Oh, look at these tax cuts." Yeah, but how many have you added now? And keep in mind what I said during the last segment, friends. You are paying for your own demise. Why? Because corrupt politicians are allowed to remain, and they're reallocating your taxes, creating things that work against you and your freedoms, friends. You're paying for it. Okay? Let me get back to this. A joint to Charlie Reese's letter in dealing with the 545 people, legally and lawfully and constitutionally, by the way. Okay? We look for a reformation. We're not looking for a revolution here. He said, "Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, do not relax, it's time to apply the inheritance tax. Accounts receivable tax, building permit tax." Oh my gosh. Okay, sit down, friends, because I'm going to give this to you for the next 5 minutes, okay? Okay, you have an inheritance tax, okay? Everything your parents worked for, if you got one. I never got one, okay? Accounts receivable tax, building permits tax, CDL license tax. If you smoke, there's a cigarette tax. I hope that you don't, for your own sake. I watched my mother take her last breath, and watching her die was like watching someone breathe through a straw, just for the record. Corporate income tax, a dog license tax, excise tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, FUTA, a fishing license tax, foods license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax. This, by the way, was written when gas was 44.75 cents per gallon. Okay, so this is written a long time ago. So how many more have been added since then? Gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, we already covered that one, tax inventory tax, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties, tax on top of tax, a liquor tax if you drink, luxury taxes, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, personal property tax, real estate tax, service charge tax, security road tax, usage tax, recreational vehicle tax, sales tax, school tax, income tax, state unemployment tax, SUTA, telephone federal excise tax, federal universal service fee tax. I'm not making this up, friends. Okay? My brother is a manager in a city. And I asked him one day, I said, "So how do your taxes look like on your weekly checks?" He said, "About 50% are gone." I want you to think about that. Where's that money going, friends? Well, if you look at Donald Trump's $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, you should see what it goes for. Because it went for nothing, friends, that I highlighted to Americans. It's going out and about to foreign countries to support them and Americans' and what they tolerated concerning the global initiative that they're allowing their politicians to push forward to. And that's a fact. And again, nobody can deny what I'm saying here. You have a telephone reoccurring and non-reoccurring charges tax. You have utility tax, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workers' compensation tax. Still think it's funny, America? Because not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. Did you hear what I just said? Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. You're empowering those that mean to rule, according to these Charlie Reese and this second adjoined exposition. We had the most prosperous nation in the world. We had absolutely no national debt. If you look to our forefathers, if there was any debt incurred, it had to be paid back before the president's tenure was up. So you know. We had no national debt, absolutely no national debt. Had the largest middle class in the world. And moms could stay at home and raise their kids the way that they were supposed to, according to Scripture. Well, what happened? The American people went to sleep. Okay? Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. I want you to think about this in the present. Do you realize that your taxes are now being illegally reallocated to allure illegals into the United States of America as your country is being handed off to foreigners? I just seen something yesterday. Credible news, friends. Concerning an influx of illegals into the United States of America. And it's also interesting to note how the mainstream media would have you call them undocumented rather than illegals. I want you to think about what I just said. It's called Cloward Piven, create a welfare system, break the economy to plunder that nation. And that's what we're seeing over in Europe, in European countries, as well as over in the UK. They're alluring illegals into America as you support them without your delegated approval. Who gave them delegated approval to give your tax dollars to create a system called welfare in the United States of America? Because I didn't. I didn't. And if we go back to Scripture, which should be up top, the heads of every single one of these alleged, well, I'm sorry, not alleged because they are, but every one of these welfare buildings, I know people need help, friends, but guess what? That's the job of the church, not the government. Okay? Jesus told us in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 that if you don't work, you don't eat. But I want you to think about this in ending. It's your said representatives that are alluring with your tax dollars these people to come into this country and to live off the workers of this country while the representatives destroy this country. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. See you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.